懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式。您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
Learning English helps me to talk about religion.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.Hi everyone, my name is Josipa and you are listening to the SBS Learn English podcast, where lately we have been so happy to see how many people have been listening. Thank you, and more importantly, well done for taking the time to learn. We can't believe how many of you have already subscribed. My manager, Janine, actually said that we should count our blessings, which I feltis an appropriate phrase to start this episode, because today we are practicing how to ask questions about someone's religious beliefs. But first, let's explain the phrase count your blessings. So if someone is counting their blessings, they are thankful for what they have. Grateful. For example, let's say, your child has received a lot of Christmas presents.You could tell them, now count your blessings and go to bed. Blessing in this context means fortune and good luck, but it can also stand for a prayer said before or after a meal. Or it can also stand for a person's support. For example, I could say, my father gave his blessings for my marriage.Now, let's get into our dialogue. Today, Alan and Claire are friends who don't know each other very well. They are chatting at a Christmas party organized by a mutual friend. A mutual friend is someone they both know.
Hi, Alan. Wow, you look like you won the lottery. Having a great Christmas?
Actually, I really enjoy going to church.I always come out feeling quietly happy. I just love coming together with my community and praying together. I like the singing too.
Yeah, that's just what my husband says too. He loves worshipping at the temple. He finds the religious rituals very soothing.
What religion is he, if you don't mind my asking? I thought you were atheist.
Yes, I am. But my husband was brought up sick, and...Though he is not practicing, he does enjoy going to the temple.
And he doesn't mind you are an atheist?
No, he's very tolerant. His approach to religion is very much live and let live. I'm very lucky. I count my blessings every day.
Religion, like politics, can be a touchy subject to talk about, whether you want to find out other person's beliefs,or share your own. A touchy subject is a topic that needs to be dealt with carefully and in a sensitive way, because it might upset or offend people. So, when starting a conversation about religion, faith, ways of worship, ideology, or any other beliefs we practice, it's good to first make sure the other person is comfortable talking about it.A good indicator that the other person is comfortable talking about it is when they bring the topic themselves. This is what Alan said.
I really enjoy going to church. I come out feeling quietly happy. I just love coming together with my community and praying together. And I like the singing too.
Alan enjoys going to church. So we could say Alan loves coming together with his community, singing and praying together.Now, do you remember what Claire replied when talking about her husband?
He loves worshipping at the temple. He finds the religious rituals very soothing.
Let me use these sentences in the first person. They could be useful and applicable to many situations. So, I love worshipping at the temple. I find religious rituals very soothing. Moving on. When Alan asked Claire about her husband's religion, he did it with care, even though it was evident that Claire was comfortable talking about it from their previous conversation. Let's hear again how Alan did it.
What religion is he, if you don't mind my asking? I thought you were atheist.
What religion is he, if you don't mind my asking? If you don't mind my asking, or if you don't mind my saying, are very useful phrases to ask respectfully about something that could upset, annoy, or embarrass someone. Now, let's say you are not sure if the other person is comfortable talking about their faith. Then maybe it's better not to ask anything. So, you know, you don't come across as rude. But if for some reason you really need to know, you could say,
would it be all right if I asked you a question about your faith?
Do you have any particular religious beliefs? If you don't mind my asking.
Is religion important in your culture?
And we are back. Let's continue. Previously, Alan also said,
I thought you were atheist.
An atheist is a person who doesn't believe in the existence of any god.
My husband was brought up Sikh, and though he is not practicing, he does enjoy going to the temple.
You can be brought up with any beliefs and practices that shaped your childhood. And when somebody is not practicing their religion, we say they are a not strict follower. Or if they live according to the teachings of a religious text or set of beliefs, we call them strict followers. Claire then shared few nice phrases we could use to talk about any religion when she said,
his approach to religion is very much live and let live. I'm very lucky. I count my blessings every day.
Before introducing my guest, I'd like to share a quote from a book I've been reading recently called Reflections, A Journey to God, written by Gary Abbey, who said, what we believe in is not that important. What really counts is that what you believe gives your life meaning, direction, and purpose. With me today is my dear friend Ahmed, with whom I share a lot even though we grew up in households with different religious and cultural backgrounds. Hi Ahmed, welcome to the show and thanks for agreeing to talk to me about this topic. I know it can be a touchy subject.
Hi Yosefa, yes it can. Can I ask you a question before we start?
Sure, please do.
Just now while listening, I wondered, my family practice Islam. How common is this in Australia?
I'm glad you asked this because I looked at the data from the latest 2021 census and saw that 3.2% of Australians practice Islam. The most common reported religion in Australia is Christianity, 43.9% to be precise.
How about other religions?
Hinduism and Buddhism are below 3%. But the number that is right up there, close to Christianity, is 38.9%, which belongs to people that don't identify with any religion. And this number has been growing the most in the past 20 years. But let me ask you a question now.
Sure, go ahead. That's what I'm here for.
So I wanted to talk to you about something because growing up, my grandma, a very committed Christian, often said that we must not use God's name in vain. That is, not to use it in a way that shows a lack of respect. For her, even saying, oh my God, which is something many of us say without thinking every day, is using God's name in vain. But I noticed that in your culture, it's quite different, right?
Yes, actually Muslim people have many everyday sayings that include Allah's name. For example, after a shower, we say Anamakumullah. After sneezing, we say Yarhamakumullah. So mainly, God's name is associated with every greeting and blessing that we use in everyday life.
That's so interesting. And the other day when we talked about this interview, you told me that you consider yourself to be more spiritual than religious. Can you please explain what you mean by that?
Well, the word Islam means submission to God's will. And if you're practicing Muslim, you pray 5 times a day, you give zakah, which is part of your wealth, to the poor, you fast during the month of Ramadan, and so on. I identify with Islam because of my family background and personal experiences, but I don't practice Islam with the same commitment as a practicing Muslim should. But that works for me.
Yeah, I can completely relate to that. My family background is Christian, but rather than going to church, I find much more peace and comfort in meditation or when I'm walking in nature.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter what the name of your God or gods is, because at the end of the day, all religious and spiritual practices share the same values and have one thing in common, which is to bring peace and comfort to people and be a positive entity in the world. So, you know, sometimes when I say that I'm a Muslim, people immediately think that I'm an extremist, which is definitely not the case. So rather than focusing on differences when talking about religion, I think we should focus on the things that unite us and the values that we share because we have faith.
That's really nicely said, Ahmed. You know how we originally said that this topic is hard to talk about? But if you do it carefully and with respect, there can be lots to discuss. I could talk about this with you for days. But now we need to repeat some phrases we practiced in this episode. Will you help me?
Sure, let's do it.
See if you can remember before hearing the answer. What kind of topic is a touchy subject?
A touchy subject is a topic that needs to be dealt with carefully and in a sensitive way because it might upset or offend some people. For example, politics is a touchy subject.
We heard that asking questions about someone's religious belief is a very sensitive thing to do, but if we approach the topic with care, we could use these questions as our conversation starters.
What's your religion, if you don't mind me asking?
Would it be all right if I asked you a question about your faith?
What's your religion, if you don't mind me asking?
Is religion important in your culture?
That's it for this episode. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. And if you are celebrating Christmas, we are wishing you a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. As always, I'm Josipa. Thank you for listening.
SBS Learn English helps Australians speak, understand, and connect.